USA News, I'm Lance Prime. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Moscow is suspending its participation in the last remaining major nuclear arms control treaty between the United States and Russia. Putin said he would continue Russia's military campaign in Ukraine as the diplomatic gap between Moscow and the West is worsening. The remarks came during a wide-ranging address to Russia's federal legislature in Moscow today, where he again blamed the West for provoking what he calls the special military operation in Ukraine. The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments today in two cases involving Section 230, the federal law shielding liability from social media companies. A major winter storm will spread heavy snow and blizzard conditions through the Rockies, Plains, and Upper Midwest, and snow and ice from the Great Lakes into the parts of the Northwest today. Turkish officials are reporting another strong earthquake, and its aftershocks have struck southern Turkey and Syria on Monday, causing buildings to collapse and killing at least six people. The 6.4 magnitude earthquake shook the southern Turkish province of Hatay just after 8 p.m. local time last night. More than 400 people were treated for injuries across Turkey and Syria. After many U.S. companies are reporting a downward trend on their fourth quarterly report, Walmart has announced strong quarterly sales as shoppers move to the discount retailer for food and other essentials. This morning's announcement says sales rose 8.3% in the quarter that ended January 27th compared to the same period last year. New Mexico prosecutors have downgraded the involuntary manslaughter charges against Alec Baldwin, reducing the possible prison time the Hollywood actor would face for the 2021 fatal shootings on the movie set Rust, if convicted. Prosecutors removed the firearm enhancement and reduced the possible prison sentence from a minimum of 5 years to a maximum of 18 months. This is USA News.
Hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
At least one person is dead and around a dozen others injured after an explosion at a metal factory in Oakwood, Ohio. That's a suburb of Dayton. Donald Price was working when the incident happened Monday at the I. Schumann and Company building.
Everything was going like the usual day. Everything was going fine. Next thing I know, boom, everything turned black.
An Ohio law firm has started a class action lawsuit following a train derailment and fire.
Some residents of East Palestine, Ohio, are suing Norfolk Southern Railroad after a train derailment and toxic chemical fire. A Cincinnati-based law firm is hoping more people will join the class action suit. Many residents have been complaining about health issues they believe are related to that train derailment and fire earlier this month. They say they've developed rashes, sore throats, headaches, and nausea. Air and water quality testing show no signs of contamination, but medical experts from the federal government will arrive next week to set up a clinic. I'm John Schaefer.
San Antonio, Texas billionaire 95-year-old Red McCombs has died. McCombs is known for owning numerous auto dealerships in Texas, along with co-founding Clear Channel Communications in the 1970s. McCombs was a former owner of the San Antonio Spurs basketball team, as well as the Denver Nuggets, and in the NFL, the Minnesota Vikings. The business school at the University of Texas at Austin bears his name. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.